Okay. Today is Tzadik Gimel. We are on Tzadik Beis and Beis bottom line. We left off in the middle of a stira between a Mishnah and a Brisa regarding whether or not you could make a conditions for your children that are under bar mitzvah, that are katanim, and also for avadim that are katanim. As we had a whole dispute about that. You can make any condition. You can tell us, I'll make a condition with you. I'm not going to eat, and I want a bigger salary. And you can do the same thing for your wife and for your adults, right? Your adult children, because everybody's mohel, everybody has das. You can't do it for an animal. So sachso, you're not allowed to do that. And you can't. And there was a machlokas over here whether you can do it for katana. So we end off. Bottom line, ma'u kimta. How do we try to resolve it? That we're talking about lemasnisin. The Mishnah is b'she'ein ma'lehen mizonos, where you don't support your kids. If you don't support them, then you have no zechus in them. You can't make any condition for them. And what about, right. So the Gemara says, fine. Hanicha, if that's good, Hanicha, that's good. Lamanda Amar, according to the one who says, Ein harav yachalom le'eved, aseimi ve'ein azamcha. That a rav, a master, is not allowed to say to an eved, you work for me and I'm not going to support you. There's a machlokas about that. We had that machlokas already. Can a master say that to an eved? An eved kenani we're talking about. He has no right. He's allowed to say the Eved Kenani, you're working in the field, and I'm not giving you supper. Go beg, go knock on the door. So that's my clothes, whether he could do that. If you hold he can't do that, that makes sense. Now you're making conditions. El Lamanda Amar Yachal Harav Lomar Levin Aseimi Veino Zamcha. But if you could do that, it's a Ma'ikal Lamemar. How are you going to explain this Mishnah? And we have a Kasha. Ella, so to resolve, this is a very hard Gemara here. Ella, to resolve it, edi v'edi, both the Mishnah and the Brisa, b'she'ein ma'lehen mezonos. There is no supporting anybody. U'b'ha pli'i, the machlokas is, the marzavar, the Brisa says, yachol, that the master can do that. U'marzavar, and the Mishnah holds, ein yachol, the master cannot do that. Okay, at the machlokas. Why is it that you can tell the minor children A or B? Because the whole machlokas is whether you can say that, whether you have the right to say that. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Rabbi Yochanan de Omar, Yochel Harav, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says you can, Shavak Masnisin, V'Avid Kibraisa, we abandon the mission to hold like a Braisa? That we never do. The Gemara says, you're right, we change it again. Ella, the Kuli Alma, really, everyone holds, Mishal Shemayim Hu Ochel. Everybody holds, your right to eat is given to you by Hashem. It's not an addition to the salary. It's a special thing in the Pasuk. V'lo Motzi Kayet. Katzitz, I'm sorry. V'lo matzi katzitz. And you cannot make conditions. Why? Because it's from Hashem. I'm making conditions for my wife. You can't do any of that stuff. Umay kotzitz to Amar Rav Hoshea. And what does Rav Hoshea mean when he says that you can, that a master is allowed to make conditions for his katanim, for the avadim? What it means is mizonos. It means to give them food. That's what it means. So that the Gemara says, I can't mean that. Dikavose, because the parallel concept of giving food, gabi behemto, by an animal, where you're not allowed to make such a condition, because you have an avera of losachom, teven. It means, teven, you'll give it straw to prevent it from eating the better stuff. You give it the junk, you fill up on the junk, so that it shouldn't want to eat more. So the Gemara says, nakatzli, you could do that. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to do that. I'll feed the animal in the morning, so it won't be hungry. You can do that. Ella, bottom line. Bahal kamiflagi. Here's the machlokas. Tamar Savar, the Tana of the Brisa holds, Mishalohu Ochel, he's eating from his own, therefore you can make all the conditions you want. Umar Savar, and the Mishnah holds, Mishal Shemayim Hu Ochel, you can't make any conditions. It's hard because it goes back and forth six times. If you have a chance to go over that Mishnah and that Brisa again, each kasha here makes sense. All you have to do is review it. We're running out of time. But if you review it, it's not so bad. Okay, next Mishnah. This Mishnah is the same thing we just spent a day and a half on. Kotzit Adam al Yedei Atzma. A person can make any condition he wants with himself. Why? Because since he's the boss, he can say, listen, I don't want to get food. I won't touch a single grape, but I want a bigger salary. I'm not going to eat. You can do that. You can do it with your adult children. You can do it with your adult servants. By slaves, by the ishta, you can do that with your wife. They all have das, they're all willing to forego the lunch, the free lunch, for a bigger salary. You can't make such a condition with youngsters. You can't do that with your animal. Because they don't have any das. We said yesterday, the reason why you can't do that with your animal is not because of das. It's because of losakson. Hasocher es apolim. If somebody hires a worker, lasos benetzer ravai shalo, to work on your netzer ravai, which you're not allowed to eat that, except in Yerushalayim. Harei eil lo yochli, you're not allowed to eat it. Im lo hadiyin, if you didn't tell the guy, you didn't tell the guy it's netzer ravai. How's the guy supposed to know? Po de umachil, you have to redeem it and eat it right away. Nisparsimi gulav, if the date got separated. Or in his paschu chav yosav, or if the barrel's cracked, hare elu lo yochelu. You're not allowed to eat it. Why aren't you allowed to eat it? Because it's already gotten to the stage where it's chayiv and meiser. And once it gets to the stage of where it's chayiv and meiser, a worker can't eat that anymore. Im lo hadin, if the guy had no clue, we asked yesterday, how could the guy have not have any clue? We spent the whole half of amud on that. Meiser, give meiser now, umachilon, and eat it. All that we did already. This is the new part of the Mishnah, and the Gemara is only going to focus on this line. Shomrei Peiros, the guy's a watchman. He's a watchman, he's a guard of the field. Shomrei Peiros, Oakland, Mehilchas Medina, Avalon Mehilchas Torah, Avalon Torah. He's allowed to eat, he's sitting all day, watching, make sure no animals come, make sure no people come. He's a guard. So, he's not really working in the field. So the Mishnah says, he can eat it, Mehilchas Medina, whatever that means, but not the Torah says no. What's Mehilchas Medina? Rashi has three words. Kfar Nagu came. Everybody has a minute to do that. That's the minute. The minute is you get paid for this. The minute is if you're there all day watching the field, you're allowed to eat some of the fruit also for lunch. That's the minute. Is it dinner in the Torah? No. Is it a Goyish minug? Is it a Jewish minug? Whole complicated. Okay. Says the Gemara. There's going to be a machlokas here between Rav and Shmuel about when exactly, what kind of guard is considered a person who's edible, who's allowed to eat. What kind of guard? So, Shomri Peiros. We said a guard, a guy's a watchman, right? A guard. So Amar Rav, Rav said, Lo shanu el shomrei ganas upardesin. This only applies to orchards, gardens. Aval shomrei gitos, but if it's already been made into wine, you're watching the wine press, or va'aremos, or the piles of wheat, after they're cut off, ochlin min haTorah. You're allowed to eat from the Torah. That you're sure allowed to eat. Why? Because Rav holds, Mishamer Kaosa Maisa Dummy. Watching is like you're doing a Maisa. It's as if I'm working on the field. I'm not. I'm just making sure the animals don't come. The bandits, the ruffians, whatever. The homeless, they don't come. But I'm not doing anything. But it's as if I am. And therefore, Min haTorah I'm allowed to eat. Rashi says, the second Rashi, Lo Shano She'ein, the Ein Shomer, Ochel Min haTorah. Ella shomrei ginos upardesim, only by ginos and pardesim. The habile mechubar b'shasha in gemar malacha, because they're attached to the ground at a time when there is no gemar malacha. They're growing in the field. So we said earlier in the week, the only heter for a worker to eat is when it's attached at the gemar malacha or detached, right before it's meiser. So here, what is growing? It's not the gemar malacha, right? Hilchach min haTorah lo achil. V'achol mehilchas medina. V'kol shkein osim b'mechubar k'mo menachesh d'achol minag medina. Certainly if you're working on it already. What? We're talking about malacha. The Torah said the only time you're allowed to eat, if you're a worker, is if it's gemar malacha. We looked it out of a pasuk. Remember? You come with your basket. What are you coming with the basket? The Torah said that. You're walking with your basket. What are you coming with the basket for? To gemar malacha. You're harvesting. Right? Before that, you have no heter. You have no heter. They have no heter in the Torah. Now, there was a minug. A guy's going to be there all day. Right? We said, it's a Shavuot Aveda. Right? The owner has the best thing for the owner is that these guys kanash. Why? Because then they won't stop working. If they stop working already, it's a whole 3-hour ordeal. So they eat lunch and come back. You know how it is. We all know how workers are. So it's the best that's in the Torah? That's not from the Torah. That was a minug. Everybody had, right? For Nagug, everyone had that minug. The best thing in the world is to let the guys eat. That way they won't stop working. So, but min haTorah, it's not min haTorah. It's only from it was a minhag that they wanted to maximize the time of the day, let them go eat. That's Rav. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no, lo shanu, ella shomrei gitos v'aremos. Just the opposite. only time you have a heter was after it's already detached. Aval shomer ginazer pardesim, but if it's growing in the field, ain ochlin lo manatar v'lo hilchas medina. Cannot eat it at all. Not at all. Not even a minute. Why? Kasavar mishamer, just stand watching something, just watching, lav ka'osa ma'isa dam. That's not considered a ma'isa. What kind of heter is that? It's not doing anything, just watching. So go bring your own lunch. So now, Masr Rav Acha bar Rav Huna, listen to this. The halacha says, there's a din that anybody that's involved in the Parah Aduma becomes Tamei. Right? All the people that are making the Parah Aduma, they all become Tamei. So listen to this, it's a Mishnah, I think, in Parah or Braisa. Hamishamer es ha-Parah. Somebody's watching the Parah to make sure that some kid doesn't touch it, or some guy, even a Jew. Nobody touched the concoction, right? Or even the parah itself. We don't want it to become tamei. We don't want it to not nothing. So you hire some guy, you watch it. That guy, mitamei begadim, he becomes tamei. Right? When all said and done, he's one of the people that become tamei. Now wait a minute. He didn't do anything. V'amrit mishamer lav kosa ma'isa dami. If watching is nothing, then I'm a tamei. Begadim. Why does he become tamei? Didn't do anything. Right? Avi Shmuel, you must be wrong. So the Gemara says, no. Amar Rav Bar Ula, no, you, no. Gzeir, it's only Gzeir Darabana. I'm not sure what this means. Gzeir Shemi Yadiz Ba'iver. It's a Gzeir, maybe he'll touch it. It's a Gzeir, maybe he'll touch it. Therefore, we make him Tameh even if he didn't touch it. What does that mean? Right? So Rashi says, Gzeir Shemi Yadiz Ba'iver. For Abana who degaz Yala Tumah, Velav Bidar Raisa. What's the Gzeir? What's the Gzeir? What?
Not working, just being
shamarized. Right. What's the gzeira? Shemi yazes bo aver means he'll touch it with an aver. He'll touch it.
Yeah, because if he stops moving the animal, he's considered working it.
I understand, but so what? Right.
Don't want you touching.
So we're making you tamei.
Don't touch it now,
even if you didn't do
anything. Even if you didn't do anything, you automatically tamei. Why? Because it's gzeira. If you touch it, then what?
Then you just work the cow.
What do you mean? You didn't work it.
If you move the cow's leg,
yeah,
consider that you just worked.
That's what the article says.
Apparently, the Gemara means that if the watch moves one of the cow's
legs. Oh, apparently the Gemara means that.
Related to his watching, that he's something worked with even if it's true. Any context to my first paradigm ready cow.
What? No, all the people that worked with the paradigm become tummy. Why? Why? Is it? Show him not to know the answer to that question. I know. I thought this out.
That's why they made it zero.
Well, I don't send the zero. I don't send the zero. Everybody that's involved in the parajum process becomes tummy. Why? No one knows the answer to that question. Shlomo didn't know that. Why you become tummy? Nobody knows. You didn't do it. Not tummy. Then tumma here.
Correct.
You become tummy. That's the Torah. The Torah says that. Fine. I accept that. Now, even the watchman. What did he do? He's watching. No, it's a gzeira. Midaraisa, he would not want to. He's not on the list of people that become
exactly.
Tameh. He's not on the list. Midarabonim, we did that. Why? What's the gzeira?
Maybe he'll touch the cow.
And he'll work it?
And by moving the cow's limb,
he's working it.
Considered like he's working
and
it.
And he's going to passel
it.
That's the gzeira?
And then he becomes. Yeah, that's
no, so we want to make you Tameh.
So then you stay away from it.
But then what did he have to lose now? He's already Tameh. What did he have to lose now? Now you made him Tameh. So why should he. What's his. Other way, Xer is always the other way around. Right? The Xer is always, don't do this, because if you do it, it'll be worse. Here, we made it worse with Chachila. What's his incentive now not to touch it? I don't know. I don't understand this Xer. I understand that result. The answer is, the bottom line is, it's not a Doraisa. It's not a Doraisa. Don't have a Kash on Shmuel. But we're comparing Polim to Paraduma. So don't, it's not a, right? Which is also so out of left field. It's not, the answer is, I'm not sure how this answers it. The answer is, it's only Xer Darabanan. It's not a Doraisa. Don't have any kashas on me. But you had a kasha, what about a worker? He's not doing anything. Why is the guy Tomei? No, he becomes Tomei because of the Rabbanon. What exactly is the Xera? I don't know. I don't know. What is touching it?
Obviously.
I don't know.
There'll be
a Doraisa there. Because if he touches it, then what? It's as if he's involved in the process?
No,
just by touching it.
He moves one of the limbs for the purpose of watching, related to watching.
Right.
Then he's considered working. He moves a limb.
Uh-huh. So he's moving it because he wants to get it into the shade.
Whatever.
Right? It started to rain, whatever it is. So he's moving it. So now it's considered as if he worked it.
Yep.
So he passels it.
Yep.
So he passels it.
No, he's tummy drabbon because maybe he will move it.
Right.
So then you have your question about this. So
exactly. It's already tummy. It's already tummy. We never have to. What kind of zero is this?
Zero
always is. We want to make it worse for you to stay away, not to do the Aveira.
No, we're just giving you as a. You're trying to bring it as a riot as a shomer who's involved in the process.
Right.
On a tangent of what the
right. I understand the answer. Right.
Once you get to the Parduma stage, that doesn't make much sense. You're right.
It doesn't make any sense.
But as far as the purposes goes, what you're looking for, this is a great riot for you.
Right.
There's a shomer over here who's now involved in the process. He's Toma.
Right. Now, I understand the answer. I just don't understand the gzera. We have a gzera. Don't touch money because maybe you'll carry it. Or maybe you'll do business. That's what you gzera. Don't do A because it might lead to B. Here, we've already made it B. You didn't do anything. We've already made it as if it's B. We're making you tame. That's the answer. It's under Urbana. Don't worry about it. All right. Okay. Mazar of Kahana. Rav Kahana asked the following question. We have a brayza that says as follows: Hamashamer above a chamesh makshos. If you're watching four or five fields, the best way, the ones who hold, the rishonim will hold, it's for different people. There are four or five fields that are contiguous, and you're watching all of four or five of them. Right? That the rishonim says it belongs to one guy. If it belongs to one guy, you have a lot of kashas. Easiest way, it doesn't belong to one guy. It belongs to four or five people. So, harayzet lo yimali kreizo be'echad mehen. Don't eat all from one of them. Why should you do that? Ella. Spread out your eating. Make sure each one is equally harmed by your eating. Why should you all chazen by one guy? Do it normal. Eat by all of them. What's the bottom line over here? But if the washer is not doing anything, am I ochel? Why is he eating at all? Don't eat from one guy. Eat, spread out your eating. But why? Who gave you the head to eat at all? Obviously, Shmuel, you must be wrong. Amar Shimon bar Ashi, no, but Akur and Shanu, it's already detached. The Gemara says Bakurin, so detached. Follow Nigra Malach and Lamaiser, but then it's already a Gemara Malacha. How could you eat it? So the Gemara says, no, Shana Nital Piket Shalhem. You didn't remove the blossom. What that is, I have no idea. Somehow, it must be some final stage of the, what is it, cucumber or some kind of vegetable. So it's the final stage, really. You didn't do the final stage yet. You didn't remove the blossom. Since you didn't remove the blossom, it's not considered Gemara Malacha yet. It's not Royal Lamaiser, and therefore you're allowed to eat it. And it's detached, so it's not a kasha. Amar Vashi, Kavasei de Shmuel Mastabro. I think Shmuel's correct. I think I have a brisa that supports a Mishnah that Shmuel's right. Ditnan, because we learned in the Mishnah, the Elu, where's this Mishnah? We did this already. Yeah, we did this already last week. The Elu, Ochlin, Min HaTorah. These are the people that are allowed to eat, these are the workers that can eat Min HaTorah. Ha'oseh b'mechubo l'karka. If you're working, which is mechubo l'karka, b'shas gemar malacha, during the time of gemar malacha, Ubitalush, and if it's detached, .. right? The Elush Ein Ochlin. And these are the ones who can't eat. My Ein Ochlin. What do you mean they can't eat? Elamash Ein Ochlin in a Torah. If they can't eat from the Torah, Elam Hilchas Medina, but they only have a head to eat from Hilchas Medina, Hainu Resha. That's the Resha. Elalah, it must be, she Ein Ochlin Loma a Torah, Veloma Hilchas Medina. They can't eat at all. Zero. Umayniu, who are they? Osei B'mechubo L'karka. They're the ones who eat mechubo l'karka. B'shah she'ein gemar malacha. At the time there is no gemar malacha. V'kolshkin shomer ganas v'pardesas. And certainly these people, and therefore they can't eat. Okay, now we have done with this discussion of workers. Brand new mishnah in the middle of a, not only is it the middle of a perek, it's the last mishnah of the perek. What possessed Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi to put this mishnah over here at the end of a perek? I don't know. It's a good question. What's it doing over here? Arba shomer heim. There are four shomers, right? First of all, like, didn't we learn everything about shomers already? Also, the Mishnah, Abba Shomer, there's four shomers. Shomer Chinam, Shoel, Nosi Sachar, Vasocher. Right, Shomer Chinam, an unpaid watchman, a Shoel, a borrower, a Nosi Sachar, a paid watchman, Vasocher, and a renter. Everyone points out, this is not the order they're written in the Torah. In the Torah, they're written in a different order. They're put here because Shomer Chinam is the most makel, Shoel is the most machmir. And then you have the Nosi Sachar and Zachar, which have the same halacha, and they're in the middle. Okay, this is not the order of the Torah, but this is the order of the Mishnah. Like I said, what this Mishnah is doing over here, right smack in the middle of this perek, I don't know. What? We didn't talk about Shomer at all yet. The whole Masechta didn't talk about it. What? Poel.
Yeah,
What is it? Because we ended off with the shomer. Okay, that's probably correct. You know, that's a far-fetched reason. We've had worse.
Exactly.
Okay. Shomer chinam nishpa al hakol. He swears on everything. Rashi points out nishpa al hakol al kol ha-ma'oros on any event haksuvos b'shar shomer l'chayev. What everybody else would be chayev for, he swears for. In other words, gzela, shomer sachar is chayev for that. He swears for that. Whatever event somebody else, one of the other shomer is chayev for, he has to swear for. That what? That it wasn't his fault. That's basically what he's swearing. Right? Midrabanan, there's a whole bunch of shavuos, but in Bepashtus, you're swearing you were not responsible for this accident or this crime or this damage. It wasn't your fault, and you're putter. You're a shomer chinam. Hashol b'shalom halakol. Shol pays for everything. Not everything. There's a few exceptions by a shol, but basically he's chayev everything. Noses sachar v'hasocher, a renter and a paid watchman, nishbon ala shvura, they have to swear regarding an ones. That means an ones. V'al hashvuya, they could also swear on armed robbery. That they're not chayev for. If someone holds a gun to them and steals it, they're not chayev for that. They're chayev for gzela, you know, a guy comes at night, or pickpocket, those types of, that they're chayev for. They're not chayev for armed robbery. So they swear, the guy walked in with a gun, what was I supposed to do? Right? Also, the al hamisa, and stam on death, if you die by ones, umashalam and it's ha-aveda, that's ha-gneva. But aveda and gneva, they have to pay. Okay? Now, it's fascinating, because we alluded to all this Gemara already in the past, that we first we'll get to the Mantana Arba Shomrim, who is the one who taught the Mishnah his four Shomrim? Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Avua, Rav Meir, it's Rav Meir. It's Amale, Rav Rav Nachman. What, me, you get the Lefli Arba Shomrim? Someone holds it not four? What kind of question is that? Who holds a four? Who doesn't? The Torah holds a four. Who argues on the Torah? Right? Nobody. So Gemara says, no. Amale Hachikam Minalach. Mantana Socher Kenoshe Socher. Now, who's the one who held that a Shomer Socher and the Socher have the same din? That's what I wanted to know. Who says that? Why? And it's Rameri. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Rameri ibchashmin alay. Rameri says just the opposite. The Tanya of Ebraisa says, Socher ketzer b'shalim. What does a Socher pay? By the way, in the Torah, there were only three Shomer mentioned. The Socher, where is it? The Socher is not mentioned. It says, Socher im Socher hu ba bischaro. That's all it says. He's mentioned, but the dinam are mentioned. The Socher is dinam and not mentioned. Shomer chinam it says, Shaul it says, Shomer Socher. Socher doesn't say dinam, it just says im Socher ba bischaro. So there's a machlokas, what is the din of a Socher? What is he like? So Remeir in this brisa says, Kishomer chinam, which is obviously against what this Mishnah says. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kishomer Socher. And Rehuda says the Shomer Socher. So how could you say that our Mishnah is Rameir if it's the Brisa that says the Rameir says the exact opposite? So Rav Avua Ibcha Katani. Now you switch them around. Switch around the names, right? Therefore, Meir is the one who holds that a Shomer Socher is the din of a Socher. Like we're little kids, we always learn that. That's our Rashi Barsha from Shvatim says, because based on this Mishnah, this is how we paskin. A Socher has the din of a Shomer Socher. Because again, Socher is dinim, I'm not mentioned in the Torah. Ihachi Arba, it's not really four. But the shloshin in it. It's only three then. It's really three. So Gemara says you're right. Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak Dalad Shomrim. You're right. There are four Shomrim, but B'dinei Shlosha. There are only three dinim. You can't compare the metzias of a socher. It's not the same thing as the Shomer Socher. The dinim might be the same. That's a coincidence. Or it's a coincidence. It might be a limud. The point is, yes, there are four Shomrim. Happens to be only three halachas. Now we've alluded to this many times. We always say that a socher, a Shomer Socher, he's potter on ones. But it's chayiv on Geneva and Aveda. Right? That's what we've always said. That's the din of a Shomer Socher. It's also potter now, we also know. He's potter at armed robbery. The problem is, we're going to have now a case where the case is neither of these. The event that happened, it's not an ones. Or maybe it's an ones, but it was preventable. It's not Geneva. Like, what is it? So we're going to have a big machlokas now. And the whole arm that we're going to hold like one sheet, and then at the very bottom we're going to switch. So listen to this case. Hahu Raya, there was a shepherd. He was leading the sheep on the riverbank, the second to last line of Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph. Hahu Raya, there was a shepherd. He was a paid wash, he's paid. Dahavi Roi Chiyusa Aguda Dinahar Papa. He was leading the sheep along the riverbank. And Sharon Chadimanahi Renafal Lamaya. One of the sheep slipped. Rashi says it slipped, right? Chachliko, it slipped. One of the sheep slipped, fell into the water, and died. Now, is that an ones? That's an ones. Could that have been prevented? That's not lightning hitting. That's not a tornado. These types of onuses that you're beyond your control. That's not what it was. It's a different kind of ones, right? It's like, what's the din? Right? We've alluded to this before. It's not gzela. It's not aveda. It's not pshia. Is it pshia? It's a very fine line between pshia and ones. Very fine line, right? What over here? What do you say over here? So, Asala Kamedu Rabba, Upatre. Rabba says Putter. Amalei, my half of the method. What do you want from the guy? What's the guy supposed to do? How is the guy supposed to prevent the sheep from falling? How do you prevent that? Happened. Right? You agree with that halacha? You agree with Rabba? We don't hold like that.
What are you doing near the water?
What? I guess that was the only way to get them from here to there. So he's leading them along, and one of them fell. Hi, Natar, Kidatari Inji. He watched him the way people watch things. What do you want from the guy? Amalei Abaya, Elamayata. Is that true? Elamayata, Olamasa. If you go into the town, Beidna Da'ili Inchi, Hachanami Depater, you go into the town when everybody else goes to town. In other words, you take your break when everybody else takes their break, and while you're taking your break, something happens to the animals. You Potter? Abaya says to Rabbi, you Potter for that? Amalei in? Yeah, you Potter? Gana Purta, take a nap. You take a shluff. Beidna de Ganu Inchi. When everyone takes the nap, and then something happens to one of the animals, or all the animals. Hakanami de Potter? You Potter? Amalei in? Yeah. I say, yeah, you Potter. Now, we learnt once, which is what we're going to have on the bottom, we learnt once, a different svara is, what am I paying you for? I'm paying you, right? What kind of answer? What kind of halacha is this? You can take a nap, you can take breaks. I'm paying you. Yeah, if lightning hits, you're Potter. There's no way you can prevent that. Who told you to take a break? You're being paid. Listen, it's hard, it's difficult, it's not my problem. I'm paying you good. That's Rabba Shita. Listen, what do you want from the guy? Right? What do you want from the guy? We're going to have, you'll see in a few minutes how this halacha about the sheep is going to totally change. Because Rabba is very, very makel with the Shomer Sacher. Everything about him is an ones. Right? Everything about him is. Like you said before, I think that's Pshia. It's a fine line. But to him, everything's an ones. Hvei, so wait a minute. Says Abaye, I have a kash on you. Says, we have a brisa that says, it's a Tosefta, Elu Hein Onsen. These are the Onsen. Shomer Sacher Potter Aleihem. That a Shomer Sacher is Potter on. Kigon, for example, Vatipol Shaba, Vatichkam Ves Hana Arim, Hachul Vicharev. All the tragedies that happened to Eov, basically, that's an ones. People dropping dead. And plague, all these crazy things happening, that's ones. Right? Whatever, all those things, terrible things happen to Eov, that's ones. All of a sudden, there's a war breaks out. You couldn't have prevented it, you couldn't have stopped it. Right? All of a sudden, the troops come in and start killing. You couldn't do anything about that. That's an ones. Right? You took a nap, that's not an ones. So Amalei says Rav, no, Hasam Bechazni Masa. That's talking about the night guard, the guard at night. Yeah, the guard at night, watching the town at night, he's held to a higher standard. Why? Because he's the only one up. Everyone goes to sleep. He's held to a higher standard. Stam watchman? Not held to such high standards. Even if he's paid. The night watchman, you're right. But not anybody else. Those are the people that Eov would be, the guy that Eov, those things would be put. A night watchman, all of a sudden, there's a war breaks out, but you're off from the guy. You're right. You're right. But all these other things, that only by a night watchman. Everybody, let me say that again. I said it wrong. All the crazy onsen that are unpreventable, that's by everybody. I'm confused. If it's an unpreventable ones, right? It's unpreventable, like lightning, all these types of things. Says Rabba. That is the only out for a night watchman. He's not allowed to take a nap. He's not allowed to take a break. Those hold true. But if you're a regular watchman, we don't hold to this high standard. Fine. Okay. Eisvei, wait a minute. Another Bryce says, Ad Masai Shomer Tzachar Chayiv, to what extent is the Shomer Tzachar Chayiv, Lishmar Ad Kedei Hayisi Bayom Achalani Charev V'Karach Balayla. So much so, to the extent of Yaakov Avinu, who said, I stayed up at night, I never went to sleep, I was cold, there was frostbite, I was so machmir to be a good watchman. That's the standard. Not like you, Rob, a guy takes naps.
That itself implies that was an extraordinary
thing. Amalei, Rabbi says, no, Hashanam is a chazin masa. That's talking about a night watchman. So Amalei, to Yaakov Avinu, chazin masa, well, he was a night watchman, Yaakov Avinu? He wasn't a night watchman. He was a shepherd for his love on. So the Gemara says, no, the Amalei Lavan, not to Lachna, Tirusa, Yisei Rasa, Kidachaze Masa. Yaakov told Lavan, treat me like you treat a night watchman. I'm going to be held to that standard. That's such a standard. Yeah, then such a person can't take a nap and he can't take a break. That's true. But a regular watchman, not true. Eisvei, wait a minute. Roe, Shaya Roe, if a shepherd was watching his sheep, Viniach Edro, and he abandoned everybody, Ubaliir, and he went to take a break, he went to the town to go take a break, Bazaev, a wolf came, Fitarav, and he destroyed one of the sheep, Ba'ari, a lion came, Fitarav, in Omer, we don't say, Ilu Hayasham Hayamatil, it's either Omer or Omdim. We don't say, well, what would have happened had he been there, he could have prevented it. Ela Omdin, we evaluate also. In Yachal Hatzil Chayef. If he could have saved them, he's Chayef. V'im Lav, Potter. And if not, Potter. So the Gemara says, my Lav, we must be talking about, the Ol Be'idna, the Ayli Inchi. He went where other people went. Lo, says there's no, the Ol Be'idna, the Lo Ayli Inchi. He went where nobody else went. It's really a Pshia. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, am I Potter? Why is he Potter? Tchilos of a Pshia of itself of Onis. Yeah, he started off with a Pshia. It happens to, yeah, you can't stop, you don't know when a wolf is going to come. But it starts off as a Pshia. And then you're chayav for that. So Gemara says, no, the Shama Kol Aryeh. He heard the voice. He heard the roars already. So Gemara says, V'ol. So he ran away. So Gemara says, Ihachi, Omdin also my Havelel Meven. What are you evaluating for? What do you want from the guy? You can't fight a lion. So Gemara says, no, Havelel Kadim Beruim Ubamaklos. He should have gotten sticks and bricks together to try to ward off the lion. So Gemara says, Ihachi, my ear is Shomer Tzachar. Then why are you picking on a Shomer Tzachar? I feel a Shomer Chinam Nami. Even a Shomachinim has to do the same thing. The Hamar Hu the Amar. Shomachinim Trail the Kazan Beruim Umaklos. If a Shomachinim has the ability to get sticks and stones to ward off the animals, Velo Kidim, and he doesn't do that, Chayiv, he's Chayiv. So the Gemara says, no. Shomachinim Bechinim. Shomachinim has to do that only for free. In other words, the sticks and stones lying around, he has to try. Shomer Tzachar, Bischar. He has to pay for that. The Ad Kama, how much does he have to pay? Ad Kidei Demehen. Up to the value of the animals. So Gemara says, wait a minute. When was Shomer Tzachar chayav like this? So Gemara says, no, the hadar shakal demayim mi balabais. No, the balabais is going to pay him back. The balabais will pay him back. You have to go spend money to hire guys, to hire weapons, to ward off the animal. That's your duty. So Gemara says, amalei papa labaya, ihachi mayahana limine. But if you're going to spend money up to the value of the animals to get rid of the lions, then let the animal, then just buy new animals. Why would anyone do that? So Gemara says, well, we all know this is true. Nafkamina, first of all, Mina Lakushra, the Chiyusa. You're already familiar with these animals. You like them. Inami, or Lutirchi Yisei Rasa. I have to go make a tirchah to go buy new ones. Right? It's a pain in the neck. Right? I'd rather not do that. Rav Chista, Rabba, Rav Huna, Los Viruluhu HaDarabba. They don't hold like Rabba. They absolutely reject Rabba. The Amri, Lahachi, Yahav Lachagir, Agra, Lunatiru, Lunatiru, Sisera. That's why I'm paying you. I'm paying you to do a good or better job. What kind of thing? You go take a break and taking a nap? No, none of that. That's why I'm paying you. Yishamachina, maybe he can do that. He can't do that. It's a big machlok is here. We pass on the second Shita. You can't do that. Not only that, listen to this. Bar Ada Savla, this guy, have become a Abra Chayutza Agamla, the Narash, the Chapa Chada Chada Lachavre. He was leading the sheep over the bridge, one by one, single file, and one fell in. One fell overboard and died. Asa l'kemei d'Rav Papa, chayve. Rav Papa said, chayev. Why? Amalei, the guy says back, my havel is that, what do you want from me? What can I do to stop that from happening? It's very similar to the case of the riverbank. What can I do to stop it? Amalei, ibar alech la'avuri chada chada. You should have carried them over one by one. So Amalei, listen to this line. Yadat bay bar achok the mati lamavir al chada chada. You know anybody that would do that? Who does that? Amalei, kvar tavchu kamei dekamach. Everybody complained about that already before you. You're not the first one to come up with this taina. You know what? V'loi kadash kach b'loi. I don't care what they said. I don't care what you said. I don't care. Nobody does that. That's why you're being paid. That's such a far-fetched thing. Let's make a difference. That's why you're being paid. And a paid watchman. So when these types of onsin that are not God-made, right? If it's always just God-made, it's God. What can I tell you? Right? Lightning happens. You potza for that. But if it's not a God-made ones, it's just an ones that could have been prevented, you're going to be chayav for that, if you're a shomer sachar. Fine line between ones and pshia. That's really a pshia. This is what we're saying. These types of accidents are really pshia. Well, I want to get to the next amid. Evu ifkid kitna beirunya. Evu gave his shirt, his flax, to Runya, to watch. Azal shavo shamtebine. The guy named Shavo, a robber, came and stole it. Lesov, Hooker Ganav. Then everybody knew that the Ganav was discovered, that this guy Shavo was the Ganav. Also the commander of Nachman. They came to Rav Nachman. Chayvei, they made Runya pay for it. You hear this? They made Runya, the watchman, pay for the item. So Lema pleaded Rav Huna Baravin. Let's say it's the machlokas about with Rav Huna Baravin. The Shalach Rav Huna Baravin Nigneva Ba'ones. If he stole a Ba'ones, V'achakach Hooker Ganav. Right? It was stolen with an Ones. In other words, it was an Ones. The guy stole it. And then you catch the Ganav, im shomer chinam hu, if he's a shomer chinam, ratzi nishpa, ratzi osi imodin. If he wants, he could swear, and if he wants, he could pay. He could pay the owner, and then chase after the Ganav himself. Im shomer tzachar hu, osi imodin, he has to deal with the owner, and nishpa, he can't swear. Amar Rava, and Runi, why there was a shomer chinam. So why making the shomer chinam pay? The shomer chinam has a choice. Why are you making him pay? So Gemara Amar Rava, no, Hassam, Gavri Derav Muskia Harikami. The policeman was right there when it happened. The policeman was standing right there. Di Kaimi, Di Ramakala, Havi Osamatilinle. He should have told the policeman, I was just robbed, go catch the guy. He didn't do that. It's a Pshia. That way, that's why he's Chayev. Okay, you know, we'll do the Mishnah. Zev Echad, so now that we've finished all this discussion about Ones and Shomer Tzachar, Zev Echad, one wolf, an ones. That's not an ones. Why not? Because one wolf you can fight off. It's not an ones. You don't fight off the wolf. You're a pshia. Right, again, a pack of wolves come. What are you supposed to do about that? That's an act of God. Shnei ze'evim ones. Two already is an ones. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'shas mishlacha ze'evim, but if it's a time of mishlacha ze'evim, when ze'evim all over the place, Rashi says, shechai ro mishlacha v'gzeret hamelech. That means Hashem. Hashem sends wolves, then even one, then afil avzev achad ones. Even one is an ones. Shnei klavim, two dogs, ain't an ones. That's not an ones. Two dogs, that's not an ones. Yidu habavli omer, mishum b'meir, miruach achaz, ain't an ones. Mishnei ruchos ones. If they come from two different sides, that's already an ones. Listim hareze ones. Armed robbers, that's an ones. Hari, a lion, a dove, a bear, a nemer, a leopard, a bardolith, some kind of animal. Hanachash, a snake. Hare elu ones. All that is an ones. That's not normal. It's not foreseeable. It's all ones. Amosai, when is that? Bizman shabo me'alehen. That's when they come to you. Abel holchin lamakom gedu dechay v'listim. You go to some dangerous area. You're inviting trouble. That ain't an ones. That's not an ones. Mesa kedarka. The animal dies on its own. Hareza ones. That's an ones. Safka. You torture it. You keep it out in the rain. Or it's too hot, too cold. That. Umesa, then it dies. Ain't an ones. That's not an ones. Also, Laroshe Tukin, if it goes up to the top of the cliff, Fenafel and it falls off, Hareza Ones, that's an Ones. Hello, Laroshe Tukin, you carry it up there, Fenafel and Omeza and it dies, Ain't an Ones, that's not an Ones, why not? Because your fault. What are you doing?
That's a
Pshia. That's a Pshia, exactly. All this entire mission, if it's not an Ones, it's a Pshia. Right? One wolf, if you don't fight off that wolf, that's a Pshia. Two already, what are you supposed to do about that? You can't fight them off. All the whole mission is like that. If it's not an Ones, it's a Pshia. So it went by itself, you chased it up, then what could you do? You chased it. But if you carried it up there, then of course that's a pshia. All right, so we'll stop here and hopefully we'll continue tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.